Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Pesachim with Parak Dalad Mishnah Dalad and Parak Dalad Mishnah Hey. Parak Dalad Mishnah Dalad is going to continue our discussion regarding additional minhagim, additional customs that differ from place to place, and how one should act in the place in which he is found. The first minhag discussed is going to be a minhag that developed as a result of the halacha related to the Karban Pesach, namely that normally when you're eating the Karban Pesach on the night of the Seder, you have to roast it over a fire. Says the Mishnah, Makum shenagu lechol tzoli b'leilei pesachim, in a place where the people follow the minhag, follow the custom to eat roasted meat at the Seder meal on Pesach night, ochlin, certainly you may do so. Makum shenagu shlo lechol, in a place where the people have the minhag not to eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder, then ein ochlin, you may certainly not eat it in that situation. Now, why may a person potentially not eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder? So as the Bartzinura points out, because it might seem like one's eating the Karban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. Certainly have to eat the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. Now the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there is no Karban Pesach. But if at your Seder you're having roasted a meat, it might give off the appearance, give off the impression that you're eating the Karban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. Therefore, some people have the minhag, have the custom not to eat roasted meat at all at the Seder, and therefore, if that's your minhag, you got to follow the place in which you are, and if it's your minhag not to eat it, then you have to make sure not to eat it as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we discussed the halachos relating to Yom Kippur, as I'm sure perhaps some of us know, as we'll learn a little bit more about in Maseches Yoma, there are five inuyim, five things that a person is not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. You can't eat, you can't drink, you can't wash yourself, you can't anoint yourself with oil, you can't wear shoes, and you can't have marital relations. So the Mishnah here is going to discuss two seemingly opposing minhagim that developed in order to prevent a person from having a relationship with his wife on Yom Kippur. It says the Mishnah, Makom shenagu lahadlik es haner b'leil Yom Kippur, in a place where people have the minhag to light a lamp erev Yom Kippur in order to light up the house on Yom Kippur night. Madligan, one should certainly light a lamp, makom shenagu shlo lahadlik, in a place where they do not have a minhag to light a fire, to have some sort of a light on in their home on Yom Kippur night. Ein madligan, one may not light a lamp in such a place. Now, why would you have the minhag, the custom, not to light a candle in your home? Because the assumption is that if you do have the candle lit in your home, then you're going to see your wife, and then maybe you'll have a relationship with her on Yom Kippur, which you're not allowed to do. So some places they were strict and said you can't even see your wife, you can't even have a light lit at all. And some places it says fine, you can have a light lit, and that's not a problem. Again, the idea is that you have to follow the minhag, malkum, follow the custom of the place in which you are. Continuing in the Mishnah, Manlikin bebate kinesios ubate midrashos uvemavos ha'efelim. But no matter where you are, a person may light a candle or a lamp in shuls or in a place where people learn, in dark alleys, early anywhere where a husband and wife are not necessarily going to find themselves alone. Fiel gabi hacholim, and certainly you can light candles for the sick people, because again, it's not going to lead to anything that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. So, but again, we have to follow the minhag hamakom. But in these particular situations and places, you certainly, no matter where you are, even if the minhag is not to light your candle in your home, you may certainly light the candle in these places. Continuing now with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Hey, as we transition to the halachos of Tisha B'Av, as I'm sure we know, and Tisha B'Av is a fast day when we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which no longer, unfortunately, is around in Yerushalayim. Now, although one may not perform melacha during the seven-day period of mourning over the death of a relative, this is what we refer to as Shiva, according to halacha, you are allowed to, in fact, do work on Tisha B'Av. That being said, there were some communities that would nevertheless, based on the halachos of Shiva, just like when you lose a relative and there are 7 days of Shiva that you have to sit, so too they would say that you also can't do malacha, you can't do work on Tisha B'Av as well. We're going to see that as a minhag as well, depending on where you are. It says the Mishnah, Makum shenagu lasas malacha b'Tisha B'Av, in a place where the people have the minhag to perform work on Tisha B'Av, and certainly you can do work. Makum shenagu shlo lasas malacha, if you're in a place where they follow the minhag not to do work on Tisha B'Av, they don't want anyone to be distracted from the mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, then ein osin, in those places you may not perform any work. Uvechol makom, but in all places, no matter where no matter what the minhag is, Talmidei Chachamim Batelim, says the Mishnah, people who are Talmidei Chachamim, people that are Torah scholars, people who are Rabbanim and leaders in the community, they should not be doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av in order for them at least to stay focused on the morning that we're supposed to be feeling and thinking about on the day of Tisha B'Av. However, according to this first opinion in the Mishnah, an ordinary, regular person should not refrain from doing work, again, if it's a place where the minhag is to do work, because he would appear like he's arrogant, like he's haughty, that he's above everyone else. If the minhag's to do work, then he should be doing work. The only people that should be refraining from doing work, says this opinion in the Mishnah, are those who are Talmidei Chachamim, those who are pious, holy rabbis. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, La'olam yaseh adam atzma talmid chacham, that when it comes to ideas and matters such as this, everyone should conduct himself like a Talmud Chacham. Everyone should conduct himself like a Torah scholar. The one who does not work on Tisha B'Av, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, is not going to appear like he's arrogant, because people who are going to see him not working are simply going to assume that there is nothing that he needs to do, and no one's going to think that he's not doing work because of the Tisha B'Av morning. No one's going to think that he's being arrogant or that he's being haughty. Now, the remainder of our mission is going to go back to the first mission of this parak, which discussed the minhag of some communities not to perform melacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. That led to this whole discussion of various some other minhagim that differ from place to place, but now we're going to return to the halacha, to the discussion that we began this parak with. Says the Mishnah, V'chachamim omer, the Chachamim say, B'Yehuda hayu'osin melacha ba'arei Pesachim ar Chatzos. That in Yehuda, which is a part of Eretz Yisrael, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, they would perform work on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. U'v'Galil lo hayu'osin kol ikar. But in the Galil, in the lower, in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, they would not perform work at all, even before Chatzos. Now, the Chachamim here disagree with the Tanakhama of the first Mishnah, who stated that working on Erev Pesach before Chatzos is a matter of minhag. In the opinion of the Chachamim, the performance of work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos is a matter of halacha. There's no minhag involved at all. In Yehuda, they held that one may perform work until Chatzos, and in the Galil, they held that work is asur midrabanan the entire day of Erev Pesach. As the Bar Tanur explains, this is not a subject that, according to the Tanakhama, it's not the subject of a minhag, but according to the Chacham, rather, it's not a subject of a minhag, rather it is the subject of a dispute in actual halacha. Finishing off the Mishnah, as we just said, that according to those in the Galil, work is asher midrabanan the entire day of Erev Pesach. The question then is, according to them, when does the iser malacha actually begin? V'halayla, says the first opinion. What about the performance of work on the night of the 14th of Nisan, and on the night of Erev Pesach, before the actual day? Beis Shammai Osur, Beis Shammai says, absolutely usher, forbidden, because they treat it as a Yom Tov, which begins at night. Ubeis Hill Matir, not an Eitzacham, but says Beis Hill, that according to the those living in the Galil, that you're allowed to do Malacha the night of the 14th, the prohibition to start doing Malacha only begins once there's sunrise, once the actual day begins. That according to Beis Shammai, it's a halachic day. Halachic day begins at night. And according to Beis Hillel, it's going to begin once it actually becomes day that morning. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dal began discussing the different minhagim in terms of those who have the minhag to eat roasted meat at the Seder, and those who don't, because it might appear like you're eating the Karban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. And we said again, you should follow the minhag, I'm not going to follow the custom of the place in which you are. Then we discussed the minhag of those people who have the minhag to light a lamp, Erev Yom Kippur, in their home. Those if they have the minhag to, they should light it. If they have the minhag not to, they shouldn't light it. Again, not to, according to some people, you shouldn't want to see your wife on Yom Kippur, because you can't have a relationship with her on Yom Kippur. But even if you say that you can't light, says the Mishnah, a little candle in your home, so the Mishnah said that in all places you can light a candle, in the shuls, in a base medrash, in dark alleys, in any place where a husband and wife are not going to find themselves alone, and certainly you can light a candle for a sick person as well. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, began discussing the minhagim of whether you can do malach work on Tisha B'Av or not. The Mishnah once again taught us that in a place where the people have the minhag to do malach on Tisha B'Av, do work. If the minhag's not to do malach on Tisha B'Av, then don't do work. Again, following the minhag hamakom. Then the Tanakhama continued by saying that no matter where you are, even where the minhag is to work, if you, the Talmidei Chacham, the extra holy Torah scholars, should refrain from work on Tisha B'Av. They should focus on the morning that they are meant to think about and discuss on Tisha B'Av itself. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that really everyone should make themselves into a Talmid Chacham in this particular regard. Everyone should refrain from doing work on Tisha B'Av. It doesn't seem like it's not going to make you seem haughty. It's going to make you seem like you're just not doing work. It's a passive thing, and it's going to allow you to focus on the morning that you're meant to focus on when it comes to Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah concluded by going sort of back to the discussion of Perek Dalet and Mishnah Aleph, where the discussion was regarding doing Malacha on Erev Pesach. And while the Tanakh commented that it's a matter of minhag, some places they have the minhag to not do it until Chatzos, some places they have the minhag to do malacha before Chatzos, the Chacham seem to be of the opinion that it's not an issue of minhag or custom, rather it's an issue of halacha, that in Yehuda, for example, they had the minhag to do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, the Galil they had the minhag not to do malacha until Chatzos. And as the Mishnah concluded, Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel, in the Galil, within that opinion, if they hold that you're not allowed to do Malacha until Chatzos, when does that Isser Malacha begin? When does the prohibition to do work begin? According to Beisham, it begins at night, and according to Beis Hillel, it begins once it is sunrise, once the day begins. Have a great day.